Hey everyone, welcome to Moshe's the Podcast. I am your host, Tanaya P. Thank you for tuning in once again. This podcast will touch bases on various subjects as we sail through life. And as always, if you haven't asked yourself this morning, are you floating or are you steering today?
How was everybody's weekend? I had a really great weekend on Friday. We went to a comedy show. We went to go see Carlos Miller, and he was on Wildin' Out and the 85 South show, podcast. We went to go see him. We went to two bars to get some drinks with my good sis and her fiance. Saturday pretty much was just like a recovery. And then Sunday we went to get brunch, and I did some grocery shopping for the week and meal prep some things because I am getting very serious about the things that I eat. Like, I've been serious, but I'm getting even more serious about the things that I'm consuming and time management. I work from home, and people may think like, oh, you have all the time in the world, but between working my job and then juggling the baby, sometimes I can find myself not eating until like 11, 12 o'clock, and it's just very chaotic because I'm doing so much stuff. So meal prepping is definitely going to be the wave for right now. Honestly, just for the rest of eternity, for real, because like I said in my last episode, being on schedule or just being very well put together has helped me get out of depression. It has helped me it just helped me feel good because it's just like, I like being put together. So the meal prepping is definitely going to be very helpful with me and Emmanuel's schedule throughout the week, Monday through Friday, even during the weekend, really. But it is Monday. You're listening to this on January the 9th. And I know everybody hate Mondays, but I really love Mondays. Honestly, I love every day of the week. But I really love Mondays because it's a fresh start. Like, it's the fresh start of the week. We hopping back in our bag from spending the bag on the weekend. So I feel like everybody should just love Mondays because it's really just a new start every single week. But people really hate Mondays, and I just be like, how can y'all hate Mondays? People, you can't trust people to hate Mondays, and that's some real shit. Like, I don't trust you if you hate a Monday. You hate the simple fact that it's back to work. You knew you was going back to work yesterday. Why are you still mad Monday morning, or you still like, you know, fucking around? Like, it ain't, this ain't the time to be fucking around now. You need to get it together. But anyway, like I said, it's January the 9th. So this really the real start of the new year. Like, if you fucked around last week, this is the time right now. Like, you can't fuck around today and going forward. Like, now it's really time to get serious. So I'm actually back in school now. Winter break is over. Back in school. So it's really go time. I don't have time to be fucking around right now. So I just wanted to say, one of my close people actually said that they were scared to start the new year because some tragic things has happened to her last year. And if you're listening, which you should be, some tragic things had happened, and she was scared to start the new year. She don't want any more bad things to happen to her in 2023. But we can't avoid that shit. Shit is going to happen to us regardless, you know. And it's really all about how you look at things. Back to the last episode, are you going to be optimistic about a situation, or are you going to be pessimistic about a situation? You can look at something like, damn, some bad shit happening to me. Or you can look at it like, this stuff is coming by surprise. But I'm going to keep that shit pushing, because if you let it defeat you, then what? But I say all of this to say, you were scared to start the new year, but look at it. 9 days in. Yeah, what's up? You here now. So now what? We here. I wanted to really talk about being scared this episode. Like, what the fuck is you scared for? But we be so scared, we be so nervous, and what exactly are we scared of? And it's a quote that says, fear what you don't know. But why be nervous about some shit you don't know? Like, you just automatically thinking of some bad shit because you scared of it. But you don't even know, like, if it's true or not, or if it's going to happen or not, or whatever. Like, you know? So, I just want to talk about being scared this episode. Kevin Gates said, I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. We really do be prisoners in our own mind, in our own heads, blocking our own blessings because we so damn scared. And also, it was a quote from the app that I was telling y'all about, and it said that I am confident that I can make the right decisions. And that's what we need to be doing, like being more confident in ourselves that the decisions that we are making are the best decisions for ourselves. Like, can't nobody make a better decision for you but you. Because shit, who else gonna make the decision? Well, if you let somebody else make decisions for you, then that's not really you being true to yourself, you being true to your life, you being in control of your life. Me, I used to ask people their opinion, and I used to ask like 6 or 7 different people before I even, you know, like made a decision for myself. Probably like majority rules type shit, and that was not the life to be living. Like, now I talk to myself, and that's it. If I bring it up to either my boyfriend or my cousin, because it's the only two people I'm really like gonna, you know, indulge and have them indulge in my business, but if I do decide to talk to them about it, more than likely I didn't already made a decision, but I do want to just kind of touch bases with somebody that wants the best for me as well. But going with the flow or that majority rules type thing, like, can't nobody make a decision for you, the best decision for you, except for you. So, I guess that's kind of why people will be like, what you asking my opinion for if you going to still do what you want to do? Because people be wanting to hear themselves talk, or sometimes they just not confident in their decision. But when they hear somebody else make a decision for them, they be like, no, fuck that, I'm gonna go with me. So definitely start making decisions, be confident that you're making the right decisions. Every move you make is the right move. Like, it don't matter what's the outcome, it's the right move. The outcome could have just been a lesson. So yeah, we have to be careful with the things that we say out of our mouth, and we also have to be careful what we wish for. The power of the tongue is so powerful. Like, it's mad powerful. We don't even realize the things that we are speaking into existence because we talk so much sometimes. And complaining is like, it's a norm. It's a norm for people. Like, I picked up a very bad habit from one of my parents, and it's to always talking too damn much. Like, just be talking. I'm broke. I'm tired. Like, just keep on talking about things. And it's just like, you can't keep talking about things. You have to just start taking action. And you have to say something once, and you don't even have to say it out loud. For real, for you can just say it in your head and really just take charge, you know? So, the power of the tongue is just so powerful. Say what you mean and mean exactly what you say. Someone else close to me, they have a daycare business, and they want to go back to work. They are done. They're tired of watching kids, for real. And they want to go back to work, but they can't because they have a lot of kids to watch. Well, she's been talking about how she feel like she has to watch the kids because the kids don't have nowhere else to go. Okay, cool. We've been talking about this plenty for a minute. For a minute, she's been talking about how she needed to get back to work to, like, another job because she's tired of watching kids. But she all the kids got, for real. So today, I talked to her and she only got like 2 kids, which means she's not making as much money as she was when she had 10 kids or 8 kids, you know? So it's like a drastic drop with the money-wise. So she was just saying like, damn, like my money getting low, I don't have no kids, yada, yada, yada. And I just was thinking like, I told her like, this is exactly what you wish for. Like, you talked about how you wanted to go back to work, but you couldn't because you felt like these kids were dependent on you and you didn't want to tell the parents, the people parents, like, I can't do this no more. So God took care of that for you. Like, now you only got 2 kids, or you really don't have no kids, for real. Because those 2 kids, it would be easy to pretty much like get them off or whatever. So now it's just like, now you're complaining. You complain about not having no money now because you don't have no kids, but this is what you've been talking about. So me and her just was talking like, dang, you really got to be careful what you wish for, and you have to be very direct about it. But now that she doesn't have any kids, she's scared. She's scared because her income has dropped. How you going to pay the bills when the income drops? How you going to save when your income has dropped? But how are you scared of a blessing? God blessed you with not being able to, not having to pretty much let any parents down. You know, he just made a way, you know, so she can just not have no kids and go back to work. You scared of your own blessing. Now what? Now it's time for you to take what God gave you. Take initiative and get back to work. Like, the transition was so easy. It's just like, that was an easy-ass transition. And now you don't know how to even, you know, you fumbling a ball for real because you don't know how to handle it. Now that he gave it to you. So it's like, you really have to be careful what you wish for, and you also have to be very intentional with what you wish for, because God gonna give it to you, and you never know when he's going to give it to you. So if he give it to you tomorrow, are you gonna know what to do with it? Or if he give it to you 6 months from now, it's like, during that time, are you going to have faith that it's going to happen? So it's just like, you need to say something or ask for something and then be patient and wait to receive it, you know? So, and then when you actually receive, you have to take action. Don't forget to take action on your blessing. Because if you don't take action, it's just like, damn, what you ask for this for if you ain't know what to do with it? Like, make sure you know what to do with the blessing. I am scared to pretty much start school again. And also, y'all bear with me because I'm trying to get this whole microphone thing down packed. And I'm still having some technical difficulties with the sound. But I'll definitely have it down packed sooner or later. But I'm scared to start school back up. Like, I've been living my best life these couple of weeks off from school. And I low-key don't want to start school again. But then it's just like, how you not going to want to start school? But you want to graduate. Like, which one is it? So, I am scared to start school. But it's like, how you scared to start school? All you've been asking for is for you to be finished school. And it's really the last semester. The semester is literally only like 12 weeks. So, how you scared of your blessing? This is my blessing. My blessing is getting the hell out of school, and here it go. And I'm just like, oh, this is the last semester, I'm scared. And I've been doing school for so long. I have been in school for 8 years, not consecutive, because I took 1 year off and then went back and then took like 2 years off. So that's that. But I know exactly what to expect because I just went through it. I just got through it, I should say. Winter semester. So it's just like, what you scared for? Like, what are you scared for? All you have to do is really take action and take initiative and buckle down. Like, sometimes we be scared to grind. When school start Monday, I don't have no time to be scrolling on social media. I don't have no time to be sitting around like not doing anything because all of my time is going to be occupied. Every single last minute. If I'm not having a pumping session, I have my son. If I don't have my son, I need to be cleaning or I have to cook. I have to do homework. Like, I have to read. So, you know, I have to make sure I have shit done for the podcast. So, I don't have time to be fucking around. I'm going to say this every time. Like, every time. I really don't have time to be fucking around. I literally don't. Like, no time at all. I let enough time waste and go by when I was just in my own head. So now it's just like, I'm not scared. Well, I am. No, let me say this. I'm not scared to flourish, but I was a little nervous. But now I'm just confident. Like, this flourishing is just going to be beautiful. This process is going to be beautiful. So this is my last semester, and I'm really going to rock out with all straight A's. Like, I don't have no choice. I need my GPA to go up to at least a 3.4, 3.5. We're aiming for 3.5 to finish it off. And that's just that. We're aiming for 3.5 this semester. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought. But yes, I'm going to rock out this semester. I'm going to make sure my time management is managed. And we're going to go from there because we don't have time, like I said, to be fucking around. You asked for it. You got it. And now you're scared. How that work? I did say I was going to do a raffle second Monday every podcast. So this raffle is going to be it's going to be a gift card from Target. So if you are listening, I'm going to give y'all a week, my listeners, a week. So it's going to start from January 9th. And then next Monday before 1 p.m. Why don't I know January 9th and a week from then is what, the 16th or something like that? Let me just really see, because I really want to see the date. Yeah, the 16th. Okay, so it's going to start January 9th at 1 p.m., and then it's going to end January the 16th at 12:59. And if everyone who wants to enter the raffle, if they could do, they could DM Scared to the podcast's DM. That's pretty much going to be the keyword for the raffle. I'm sorry. So for this raffle that I'm going to start doing, I'm going to say a keyword. It's really going to be different every single episode. I might say it in the beginning. I might say it in the middle. I might say it in the end. But I'm going to say a keyword, and then you can DM me. And yeah, your name is going to get drawn. I want to do a bucket, put like everybody's name in a bucket. I did see something like you do that spin the wheel thing, and then like you could like screen record it or whatever to see who won. But I'll figure that portion out. But yeah, everybody just DM Scared so that you can get your gift card. And I don't want, just DM Scared so you can get the gift card. I can either send it to you in the mail or take a picture of like the barcode. I don't even know how that works really. I know Target, you can upload it on the Target app, but I don't know how it works. So if you are going to be doing the raffle, don't be afraid for me to have your address, because I'm going to have to send it to you, or you can give me a P.O. box number, whatever it is that you want to do. I did want to say thank you again to everybody that tunes into the podcast, because the podcast from now on is only going to be 25 minutes or less. 25 minutes or less. I'm getting up here. I'm just talking, just sharing my thoughts with you all. Like, it's not hard to just listen, you know, just listen to someone, because you really never know what could be going on with them that's also going on with you. And also, sometimes we don't take the time to tap into ourselves, and also just to chill. Like, you don't have to be on Instagram 24/7. You don't have to be listening to music 24/7. Me and my boyfriend were just talking about, like, if you listen to too much music that does not apply to your lifestyle, it can mess up your train of thought, and it can also steer you into the wrong direction of a lifestyle that you think you should be living based off the music that you are listening to. So it's just like, I listen to a lot of like chill music now. I don't do like a lot of rap music. I know it. But I don't do too much of it. Like, some songs, I'm really just now physically listening to it, because I don't really be like, I don't have time to be keeping up with every single song that come out. But I was like, yeah, like, I don't, every single song just doesn't, it don't be right for the moment. Like, sometimes music gotta be right for the moment in order for you to enjoy it. You can't enjoy a good song about life if you're not enjoying life at that moment. Hopefully, you're always enjoying life. But that's really something to consider. Like, if you're listening to too much rap music, it can really make you be hard up or be violent or whatever the case is. And when somebody told me that one time when I was on a Greyhound, someone told me, like, you listening to too much rap music, that's why you act like that. I'm just like, mind your business. Like, why is you talking to me, partner? But no, for real, I was just like, why are you even talking to me? But it was really so true. Like, the type of music that you listen to really does affect your life. Going into this week, I really hope that everybody has a great week. I'm back in the gym, getting my gain on. I weighed myself and I was 153 pounds, so I'm not trying to gain any weight back, but I am trying to gain muscle and build my glutes. And like I said last episode, well, actually, I don't know if I said this last episode, but I know I did say this in the caption of my podcast post, that I'm pretty much just taking what I'm given and I'm making the best of it. So that pretty much wraps up this episode. This episode, of the podcast. I really just wanted to touch bases on being scared. Scared of your own blessings. How are you gonna be scared of your own blessings? Like, these blessings were for you. Anything that comes your way was deliberately for you. You may not know why, but it was. So instead of just thinking like, why is this happening to me in a bad way, just be like, damn. Well, actually, don't even ask why it's happening. The shit is happening. You don't need to know why, because you're never going to know why right then and there until you really just live with it and go through it. So taking all your blessings, taking everything that's happening to you, and look at it as a blessing. Look at it as a beautiful thing that you just need to embrace. Because if you don't embrace it, it's going to tear you down. Going to tear you down to the goddamn ground. Now look at you looking like a fool. So I hope everybody have a great week. A great week. I hope everybody has a great Monday. Y'all need to drink your water, mind your business, and get in your bag. Oh, and read a book. I'm reading a new book called Leadership and Self-Deception, Getting Out of the Box. I will upload this so everybody can tap into it, well, to see if they want to tap into it, but it's pretty much just, it's not pretty much just, it's a book on the authors offer guidance for how to assess in the box and out of the box mindsets in oneself and one's organization. So if you want to tap into that, I do recommend that. I've just started, so next week I may be done, or maybe I should just say I will be done next week. So yeah, I'll tell y'all how that goes. Have a great weekend, everyone.